Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the Word of God. God has been so good to us. He has kept us. And by His grace, we are still going on. And it's no good things that we have done, but it's all through His grace and His mercy. So I thank God that I can come again to bring forth the good news. We are still in the book of Psalms. We are doing the Psalms of Ascents. And these are 15 Psalms from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And these Psalms were sung as the pilgrims made their journey to Jerusalem to celebrate the different feasts that were celebrated yearly in Jerusalem. And these feasts, the main feast that they would be going up to would be the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So they sung these songs on their way, and these songs refer to Jerusalem. You'll find they speak a lot about Jerusalem or Zion. These words are used interchangeably, and they speak about the temple. They speak about Israel and peace and also adversity that they would face as they travel on this journey. So we see that this journey was not an easy one for God's people, but they were going through a lot of hardship and rough terrains and all sort of enemies they will come up across as they travel. But in all of this, they were victorious because God was with them. So showing us that God protects His people on their journey. So we as Christians are on a pilgrim journey as well. And as we continue to seek the Lord, as we continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to be going through a lot of difficulties as well. But God is with us. He promises He'll never leave nor forsake us. So while we await the coming of the Lord and while we continue on this Christian journey, let us continue to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Let us continue to look to Him by faith, trust in Him, for it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. His Holy Spirit is with us to keep us and to guide us into all truth. So we have to continue to rely upon the Holy Spirit to see us through. So we're going to pray and begin. Father, we thank You again for today. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your grace, for Your mercy, for Your peace. We thank You that You are God with us, our hope, our resting place. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, that You will keep our focus on You, Jesus. As Your words come forth, we pray that, O God Almighty, Your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word will continue, O God, to illuminate, O God, our pathway on this journey, that we will not stumble, O God, but we will walk by faith and not by sight, trusting You. Cover us, O God. Keep us, O God Almighty Lord, resting in Your promises, resting in Your love. Keep us walking by faith and not by sight, trusting in Your word. Lord, I thank You today that You are God, You are with us. You are our blessed hope. And I thank You, O God, for Your people who have taken time out to hear Your word. Father, we pray that they will not just be hearers of Your word, but they will practice Your word. Have Your way, O God, in our lives and lead us to that place of complete surrender as we look to You by faith and give You thanks. We pray in Jesus' name. And we say amen. Amen. Last time we stopped at Psalm 131. We finished Psalm 131 and now about to go into Psalm 132. But Psalm 131, the last verse tells us, it says in verse 3, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. hope in the Lord, Israel, from this time forth and forever. And the Lord is calling us, people of God. We are the Israel of God. And he's calling us to hope in him. Hope in the Lord. Our hope is not in this world, people of God. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. So let us continue to hope in him and rest in him. Rest assured that he is with us and he will see us through. So let us continue to hope in God from this time forth and forevermore. So we go on now to Psalm 132. And Psalm 132 speaks of the eternal dwelling of God in Zion. The eternal dwelling of God in Zion. So we see verse 1 said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. So this verse was speaking. This psalmist was reminding the Lord to remember the sure promises, the promises that you have made to David. Remember David. Remember all his affliction, all that he has gone through. Remember your servant David. Look at verse 2. The psalmist continued to write, how he swore, David swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. So David swore to God and he vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. And God is the one who is the mighty one of Jacob. And we can see in Genesis 49, this was also mentioned of Jacob, of God being the mighty God of Jacob. So we're going to turn to Genesis 49, Genesis 49 verse 24. And the word said, but his bow remained in strength. So Jacob was blessing his sons here in Genesis 49. And he was speaking of Joseph here. But he said, but his bow remained in strength, and the arm of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. So we see here it referred to God being the mighty God of Jacob. So the psalmist continued to write in this psalm of ascent. He said, surely I will not go into the chamber of my house. So he was speaking about what David wrote. This is what David said. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or up to the comfort of my bed. Look at verse 4 of Psalm 132. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Look at verse 5. Until, look, so the psalmist was quoting from what David had written. Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. So David was committed to build a permanent dwelling for the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant, people of God, represents the presence of God with his people. So David purposed in his heart, he was committed to build a permanent dwelling for the Ark of the Covenant of God. So the Ark was housed in tabernacles, but he wanted to a permanent structure for the Ark to be housed. And the Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God with his people. So we are going to be looking in the Old Testament, we're going to be looking in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and see David's heart desire to build that house for God. And we are going to see in 1 Chronicles 22, 1 through 13, what God says about David's plan to build that house. So let us first look at 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Reading from the New King James Version. The word of God said, now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, that is David, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, see how I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tents, curtains. So we see here David was concerned about where the Ark of God was. He wanted a permanent place for the Ark of the Covenant. He was in his nice cedar house and very content there, but somehow there was discontent in his heart, even though everything was okay with him personally. But now he was concerned about the Ark of God, where it was dwelling. It was dwelling in a tent with curtains around it. It was not in a secure place. He wanted the dwelling place, a permanent dwelling place for the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day, but have moved about in tents and in a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel, and I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more as previously. Since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish my kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, when I removed from before you, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord God. And you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of man, O Lord God? Now what more can David say to you? For you, Lord God, know your servant. For your word's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things to make your servant know them. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you. According to all that we have heard with our ears, and who is like your people, like Israel, the nation on the earth whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for himself a name, and to do for yourself great and awesome deeds for your land, before your people whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods. For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever, and your Lord have become their God. Now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as you have said. So let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant, Now therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever, O Lord God. Have spoken it, and with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. So we see where David had planned. He had planned to build that house for the Lord, but the Lord said, no, I don't want you to build it. I want your son. Your son will be called to build this house. So let us see here in 1 Chronicles 22, 1 through 13. 1 Chronicles 22, 1 through 13, where David called Solomon and told him that he must build the house of the Lord. So we see that David has committed himself to building that place, permanent dwelling for the ark of the Lord, but the Lord said no. So look at 1 Chronicles 22 and 1 through 13. Then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel. So David commanded to gather the aliens who were in the land of Israel, and he appointed masons to cut hewn stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors of the gates, and for the joints, and bronze in abundance beyond measure, and cedar trees in abundance, for the Sidonians and those from Tyre brought much cedar to David. Now David said, Solomon my son is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorious throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it. So David made abundant preparation before his death. Look at verse 6. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house in the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, you have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, may the Lord be with you, and may you prosper and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said to you. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you take care. Look at verse 13, the last verse we'll read. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgment with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Indeed, do not fear or be dismayed. We'll stop there. So the word of God is telling us that David had planned to build that house. Remember, he said he will not rest. He will not sleep. He will not rest until that dwelling place, that permanent dwelling place of the Lord is built. But the Lord did not want it to be like that. The Lord wanted Solomon to build the house of the Lord. So David had all the materials. He made all the preparation. But Solomon was the one that built the temple of the Lord. So we see we might be making plans, but this is not what the Lord wants for us. So we have to continue to make plans, but remember that our steps are ordered by the Lord. So the Lord himself ordered that Solomon would be the one who would build the house of the Lord. So David was contented in the fact that the house was going to be built. So it doesn't have to be us, but somebody else doing that work, people of God, bringing glory to the name of the Lord. It should be important to us. It should mean a lot to us. And whatever we can contribute, let us contribute, because it is all about the name of the Lord being glorified. Look at verse 6 of Psalm 132. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the wood. So remember, when the ark was taken by the Philistines, they had it in Philistine territory for a while, but they were good. And a lot of judgment was coming upon the Philistines because the ark was not where it's supposed to be. The ark was in enemy territory. So their gods fell down. One of their gods fell down. Dagon fell down and was broken up. The Philistines were stricken with boils, and all sorts of diseases were coming upon them. So they said, we have to get rid of this ark. So they brought back the ark from out of the Philistine territory. So when the writer here said, behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. Ephrathah was an area near Bethlehem, and that was where David received news of the Ark of the Covenant, the Philistine bringing back the Ark of the Covenant. And we found it in the fields of the wood. So the Ark of the Covenant was in Kirjath Jearim, and that is called the City of Woods. So we'll just read 1 Samuel 7, verse 1. 1 Samuel 7, verse 1. And we are going to see here about that ark coming back to God's people. 1 Samuel 7, verse 1. Then the men of Kirjath Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill, and consecrated Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. So this was when the Philistine brought back the ark into unto the people of Israel. So the ark was now in Kirjath Jearim, which is the city of wood, or the field of the woods, as it is mentioned in this verse. So let us go on to verse 7. He said, let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. And people of God, the Lord is calling us to worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The word tells us in Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2, the word of God said, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hands have made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. So the Lord is saying that where is the place of my rest? And people of God, we have come to understand and realize that we are now the temple of God. So we are to have a heart that is willing and ready to worship God in spirit and in truth. God says, looking for a man who is poor and of a contrite heart, poor in spirit. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. So when we are poor in spirit, when we come to understand that we are inadequate on our own, that we are empty on our own, we need the Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to fill us up and to bring us to that place, to that height in Christ that we ought to be. And the Lord said he's looking for a man who will tremble at his word. So people of God, we are to tremble at God's word. We are to stand in awe of his word. We are to stand in wonder of his word. We are to stand in reverence to his word. So he's looking for that man who will tremble at his word. So we are to worship God in spirit and in truth, knowing who our God is, walking in truth and holiness, walking in humility and contriteness. People of God, we are to come to that place of walking in the spirit, and not fulfilling the desires of our flesh, but walking and living a life of worship to God, living a life completely surrendered to the Lord. Our whole life should be completely surrendered to him. Look at verse 8. Arise, O Lord, for your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Arise, O Lord, for your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Verse 9. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Verse 10. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. So these three verses, we can see when Solomon finished building the temple, this was a part of Solomon's prayer to the Lord after he built the temple of the Lord. And we can turn to 2 Chronicles 6. 2 Chronicles 6, verse 41. 2 Chronicles 6, verse 41. 2 Chronicles 6, 41, it says, "Now therefore, arise, O Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness." So we see here, after the temple was built, Solomon prayed to the Lord and dedicated that temple. And these are the words that he used. So the psalmist was using the word that Solomon used after he built the temple and dedicated that temple to the Lord. So we see, a people of God, that we are to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. We are to worship him. We are to give him our all and not just a part. We are to give him everything. So we as God's people have to come to that place of complete trust, complete resting in the Lord, walking by faith and not by sight, trusting him completely. God bless you all. We will stop here this evening and we will continue in the Psalms of Ascent. We will continue from verse 10 next week. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for your word to us, calling us, O God, to true worship. O God, as we continue to go through these words, may our hearts be completely inclined to you and help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We look to you and give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister